This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, July 13th. Well, we were waiting for the crop report yesterday, and it delivered for wheat for the most part, but pretty much a yawner for corn and soybeans, which this time of year, the market is already in a very heightened state of nervousness. And so the crop report didn't really give the corn and bean markets much to chew on. But for wheat, you know, it took production down just a bit, especially spring wheat. 344 million bushels is projected. That's down 41% from what the market was from last year. Yields at 30.7 bushels an acre is down 37% from last year. So that's the lowest we've seen since 2002. In Montana, production 63 million bushels. That's down 49% from last year. Yields at 25 bushels an acre is down 34%. North Dakota, 161 million bushels, down 42% from last year. Yield down 28 bushels an acre is down 43% from last year. Winter wheat production at 1.36 billion bushels, it yields at 53.6 bushels an acre. That's up 0.8 over last month and up 2.7 over last year. Durum production, 37 million bushels, down 46% from last year. Yields at 25.8 is down 38% from last year. That's the lowest since 2017. So all wheat production is at 1.746 billion bushels. That's down 152 million from last month's estimate and down 80 million from last year. So you can see all of that is coming from the spring wheat market. We did get a little bit of a bump in winter wheat, hard red winter wheat up 34 million bushels over last month at 805 million bushels, and that's up 146 over last year. For soybeans, production 4.4 billion bushels, unchanged from last month, and that's down 300 million from last year. Yields were estimated at 50.8 bushels an acre, is unchanged from last month, and up 0.6 from last year. For corn, 15.16 billion bushel projected production. That's up 175 million over last month and up 983 million over last year. Yield at 179.5 bushels an acre is unchanged on the month and up 7.5 from last year. So, you know, so far, all the problems that we've been seeing in the northwest part of the Midwest have pretty much been offset by the plentiful rain that we've seen in the eastern Midwest, and actually too much rain in the southern part of the Midwest in the Delta. But nevertheless, it doesn't look like the corn production is expected at this point to take much of a drop. And I think this is why, you know, the corn market has struggled. Well, you know, all the grains have struggled a little bit. They've certainly lost most of their weather premium. And even the acreage premium that got pushed into the market from the acres report, we're below that from where we started before that. So we've got gaps above us. We've got plenty of resistance. We're headed into the heart of the growing season. Pollination is just around the corner for most of the corn crop. You know, the weather is a little sketchy. You know, we're looking at a dry stretch coming for that area again. Plenty of rain and everywhere else. It basically, as it has been, that pattern looks to continue. The heat is going to come back to some degree in the northwest part of the Midwest. The heat is definitely coming back to the northern plains, and that expands into the northern Midwest, in Minnesota, northern Iowa, and of course, most of the Dakotas, and of course, Montana. So it could cause some problems, but it's not going to show up very quickly in your crop condition ratings, and of course, that's what most of the market is looking at. But it does provide an undertone of support to the market. After the crop report was released, we saw the markets kind of get some pressure initially, and then things started to lift. We saw steady buying in spring wheat, of course, that led the way higher. But corn and beans, too, started to move higher and see some pretty impressive runs. Now we've got expiration of the July contracts tomorrow, and the deferreds will come on quite a bit discount to the front month. And that's going to cause a big drop on the weekly charts. That actually works well for corn. It takes us down into that support level in a pretty well-balanced ABC type of formation on the weekly corn chart. That would suggest another leg up. It may not be in a weather-driven type of a very fast rally, but I think it does set the tone for the markets to be moving higher. I still think that we're in a bull market. We're in a demand-driven bull market. We've got some weather issues hovering out there. Wheat has become a big component of the bull market, and that's driven by spring wheat here in the United States and in Canada. Around the rest of the world, the wheat crop looks pretty good, in fact, for the most part. And same thing here with winter wheat. But I think it's just a situation where where you've got a notable drop in spring wheat here in North America. That's a drag on total world production. And I think especially here in the U.S. and in Canada, it turns the corner of a wheat market that was sideways and kind of just following corn and beans higher. Now it can stand on its own and even be led by spring wheat to a degree. But I think the wheat market in general is going to be able to hold its own, even if you start to get pressure in the row crops. And so that's encouraging. And I think this pulls us higher. I think we've already found our seasonal lows. Markets had a nice little pop up yesterday. And then today we're getting a bit of a pullback, but I do think we have found our seasonal lows. Harvest is pretty much done in Kansas. We're 85% done. So you're not going to see much more harvest pressure. Even in the northern plains, the heat is starting to erode some of those yields. I just don't see harvest pressure being an issue anymore in the wheat space. And the bullishness in spring wheat will be able to pull winter wheat higher. And I think we'll be pulled along a little bit by corn, but I think corn is still in a bull market as well. So everything, I think, does work its way higher as we work our way through the growing season. The dryness and the heat over the northwest part of the Midwest is big enough that it supports the market, even if you have big yields coming in the rest of the complex. A quick look at the rest of the world as far as wheat production in yesterday's report. We see that Russian wheat, winter wheat production was raised slightly. Spring wheat was down slightly. They're still sitting at 85.0 million metric tons, just slightly below last year's record of 85.3 million tons. That 85 was down one on the month. So, you know, they've had some issues with their spring wheat country as far as weather goes, but they're still looking at a very big crop. And we're starting to see cash prices decline fairly steadily in Russia. European Union, 138.2 million tons. That's up 0.7 on the month and up 12 over last year. Canada, 31.5 million tons, down 0.5 million from last month, down 3.5 from last year. So world wheat production at 291 million tons is down 5 million from last month, but it's still up 1 from last year. Crop condition ratings were out yesterday. Corn at 65% good to excellent is up 1 on the week. Soybeans at 59% good to excellent is unchanged on the week. Spring wheat at 16% good to excellent, that's unchanged. Both Montana and North Dakota sitting at 16% good to excellent. As I mentioned earlier, winter wheat harvest in Kansas, 85% done. And in Montana, just getting rolling at 1% complete. So again, moving forward, I think if you get a pullback here, that's fine. We're in the process of carving out some long-term lows. I think the harvest pressure is behind us in wheat. We've still got weather being by far the dominant factor for corn and beans and for spring wheat. So I think we're still in our long-term bull market. And wheat, like I said earlier too, has entered into that realm of a long-term bull market. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.